Hi, Jeff Stelling here. Thanks for listening to Football's Greatest. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday. Just subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us wherever you get your podcasts. For now, here's a short clip of one of my favourite moments in the series so far. Let's go back to Liverpool then, because Brendan Rodgers brought you in, but then, I mean, very soon Jurgen Klopp came in, didn't he, with his, I think the quote was something about, you know, we play heavy metal football. So what was that like? Was it a bit of a culture shock, the change between Brendan and Jurgen Klopp?
Yeah, I mean, Brendan, again, like Sir Bobby, is unfortunate not to work with him for longer. Great coach, great manager, liked him a lot for the short time I was with him. And then obviously Jurgen comes in and we didn't play a slow style under Brendan particularly. It was just, you know, the personality of the manager and the level he wanted. I remember the first game, I think it was Spurs away, and the tempo of the game was just like out of this world. Like both teams were going at it and the level and everything was just 100% what we were doing, flying around the training. Was a lot longer, a lot harder. We had a lot of injuries early on while players adapted to it and things like that. But he had to get what his expectations were down early, and it was a big change quick. And, you know, we're unfortunate not to win a trophy that first year. But he obviously saw the bigger picture and said, you know, let's not be disappointed. This is just the start. It was a change that the players had to get on board with quick. And like, again, it was tough doing it in the season, but that first season, you know, we got to two finals, didn't we? And didn't quite get over the line, but that made us hungry for more. And then it was nice to see that journey, how that unfolded going forward.
Yeah. Did Jurgen mellow, change at all in the time that you were there?
Yeah, he did. He did. I think at the start for sure, not many days off, a lot longer and harder training at times and things like that. And then I think, to his credit, you know, obviously Germany was a lot different. They have the winter break and things like that. It was two sprints, whereas England, Christmas is the busiest period and things like that. And I think he learned to trust the team as well. I think he had ideas about players and maybe English players as well, you know, like to drink a lot, don't prepare well and things like this. And I think he saw the squad he had that it wasn't like that. And if players got a day off, they'd look after themselves, they'd do the right things. And to his credit, he changed things and softened as time went on, but never lost his edge. And yeah, he was definitely more aggressive at the start, I'd say, as well. I think he lost his rag a bit more at the start. And I think, again, that's setting the standards. It's probably the players he had wasn't his squad. I think he wanted to get his points across, and you know, you surprise people into making sure that they're doing the job and making things second nature, reactions, and all the training was about reacting to the next situation. We've got the ball, we lose the ball. Can we go win it back immediately? And obviously using your voice and screaming at people is a great way to do that, because, you know, it shocks you into doing it. And then that filtered into the boys, and the boys were pushing each other then and things like that. And you just see how it developed and the culture he created.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of faith in you, that's for sure, didn't he? Was he the one who turned you from a sort of out and out, well, not so much a winger by then, but midfield player, into a fullback? Was he the first one?
Yeah, so the first time was we played, I think, United in the Europa League, and someone had a fitness test the day of the game. We're training at Carrington, actually, which was Man City's old training ground. Yeah. And I remember we were having the conversation, and he pulled me to the side, and whoever it was hadn't made it. And it was me and Kleine, I think, playing. He said, do you want to play left back or right back? And his English wasn't amazing at the time. And I said to him, I think my answer was, that's like asking me which one of these two guys do you want to spend a night with your missus? And he pulled sort of face, and I was like, well, I'll play left back because it's pointless two of us playing out of position. And I probably prefer left back to right back anyway. And that was the first time, and I did an okay job. And then the start of, that was obviously, I don't know, after Christmas, if it was the knockout stage of the Europa. And then I don't think I played there again that year. And then pre-season we're away, and he pulled me into his office on tour, and he said, I want to play your left back this year. What are your thoughts on that? And obviously he's had time to think about it. It's put on my toes, and I'm thinking, well, what do I do here? I don't really want to play there, but do I want to be a part of this? And it's my decision here. I can turn around and say no, and the likelihood is I'll leave Liverpool, or yes, I do it. And you know, my approach has always been do whatever you can for the team if that's what's needed now. And obviously he's a special manager, a special football club, and how he wanted to play it. So I said, yeah, and went out to training the first day. I remember a few of the boys' faces when we were doing the shape or whatever, and I was left back like, what's going on here? And that was the start of it, yeah.
So what do you see yourself as now?
Whatever's needed, I think, yeah. I think, like I say, as you get older, I mean, the team's always come first. I've played the game, and my belief, that's no question of that. But at times in your career, you might make decisions like we were saying, that sliding doors moment, if you like. If I turn around and say, no, I don't want to play there. I came here to play a bit more in the midfield, which I believe has been my best position. But I think you just do what's best for the team. And you know, I think we had a successful season there. And yeah, like I said, you think more about the team. So it's less about decisions for yourself and how can you impact on that. And that's wherever the manager asks you to play, you play. So I find myself right back and left back this year so far. We'll see what happens there as well. But I knew that coming to Brighton, my mindset was I just want to help the team and the club in whatever way I can and off the field. And that's what hopefully I can do.
Yeah. Well, I saw a newspaper headline in your times in Liverpool describing you as Liverpool's Mr. Everything, which is a brilliant accolade, isn't it?
Yeah. And like you say, I think what I've been lucky enough to be part of at Liverpool in the time I was there and what we experienced. And, you know, I had that season at left back, and I always joke I'm Ed Andy Robertson's career because of how good he looks now, because of how bad I was before he started playing there. So we always joke about that. That was a big assist. But
well, I'm not so sure about that, because Andy Robertson went off, didn't he, in that Champions League semi-final second leg against Barcelona to leave you up against Messi.
Yeah, that was pretty much the case,
wasn't it? You know? Yeah. And you won 4-0, so I think you can always mention it to him.
Nah, yeah. That was a special night, obviously. But yeah, I remember the year after then, and it was one of those, I think I was at, like, we had six or seven midfielders and I started the back of the queue and just had to fight and dig in and managed to fight my way back in and around that midfield position. And I think that was the year I set the record for most Champions League assists in the season. So that was nice as well, which you have to do as a player. You have those times when I was at Man City, we signed players for big money every year and you go to the back of the queue and you have to stick in there and fight again.